And good afternoon, good afternoon, good afternoon. Scott Spears back with you here on this Wednesday, July the 27th, 2016, 1:14 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, joined in studio by Sean Kraft. And we're talking about all kinds of things. Open phone line 740-383-9944. Have fun, Sean.
Yes.
Sneeze there, about blew your head off. Now, there is something that we need to clear up because it's been running here on the station, and we've got to straighten out what has happened. Now, Sean, if I'm telling this story wrong, because this is just in the factuals, you can shout your opinion out or say whatever you want to say. Again, anybody listening can do the same. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Now, when you go to the fairs, you see these guys who are dressed up like George Washington and Benjamin Franklin. They were at the Marion County Fair, and Charlie Evers told me they'd been at some other fairs as well. And they pass out literature and do things of that nature. Now, the gentlemen's names who dress up like that are Bill Snyder and Harold Cooper. And the reason I know their names is because I invited them on this show. And actually, when we were at the Marion County Fair on July the 6th, I had them on this program. I had Bill and Harold on this program. The group that they represent is Citizens for the Constitution. Now, they came on the program at that point and wanted to talk about what they were doing here in Marion and where they speak and why they speak and how they want to preserve the Constitution. Now, two things that they said in that interview, and we have the interview on tape, so if anybody ever wants to hear it, they're more than welcome to. It's on the website in the archives, www.wwgh1071.com. If you search the Now with Scott Spears page, you can go to Marion County Fair, go to that link, Marion County Fair, July the 6th, hour number 2. And you can hear the whole show in its entirety, uncut, between Bill Snyder, Harold Cooper, and myself from the Marion County Fair. Now, the two assertions that they made during that program were, and you can listen to this on the tape, they said that in 6th or 7th grade in the schools here in Marion County, that the schools, make the students, force them to learn the four tenets of Islam. And another assertion they made is that no history is taught prior to John F. Kennedy being elected in 1960. Now, I was a teacher, am a teacher, substitute, taught at the schools here in Marion. That sounded a little suspect to me, but I couldn't say anything to Bill and Harold at the time because I didn't have a computer with me, didn't have any access to anything, but the following week, I did contact the Marion City Schools, and I asked them those two questions. Now, here are the answers to those two questions, starting with the question about the four tenets of Islam. This is from Marion City Schools. Marion City Schools follows Ohio's educational standards, which in 6th and 7th grades includes discussion of world religions. Students in 6th grade are expected to be familiar with the geographic origins, founding leaders, and teachings of Buddhism, Christianity, Hinduism, Islam, and Judaism. The 7th grade standards include how the Islamic civilization contributed to anatomy, medicine, chemistry, and map making, among other impacts on science and culture. Students learn about the culture, not the theology, of the world religions and how they impacted world history. Learning about the culture, including religions, is a valuable skill as schools prepare students for the 21st century and global citizenship. Now, that's Marion City Schools. They do teach Islam, Judaism, Hinduism, Christianity, and Buddhism. They don't teach them as religions. They teach them as history. So that, on the first count, is where Bill and Harold are wrong. Now, do they teach them the four tenets of Islam? Yes, but as a history lesson. Just like anything else in modern, the history of Judaism, the history of Catholicism would be in there as well. Just like learning about popes. They don't teach that as religion. They teach that as history. Okay, so that on the first count, they're wrong. Now, the second count about the John F. Kennedy thing in the history. Harding High School's American history curriculum follows the state standards, covering 1877 to the present. World history goes back to 1600, and 8th grade U.S. studies goes from 1492 through 1877. Now, 1492 is long before President Kennedy was elected in 1960. Now, I did not want to bring this up on the air without asking Bill and Harold to come back on. I invited Bill and Harold back on the show last Friday, the day we got back from the Republican convention. Sean was here. Charlie was here. They came in. They sat over there. I was going to have them on between 12 and 1 o'clock. We had just gotten back from the Republican convention, so we needed to do some housekeeping on that before we got to Bill and Howard. And I had talked to Bill and Howard. I had showed them where the restrooms were. I even asked the name of their group because I was not sure what the name of their group was, Citizens for the Constitution. And I told them we'd be with them in just a minute. And this is all documented. You can listen to that program. That's the Exchange Club program from last Friday, July 22nd, I believe it would be. Listen to the Exchange program from July 22nd. Right at the top of the program at 12:15, I mention them. I say we're going to talk a little bit about the convention, then we're going to get to them. While we were talking about the convention, which we talked about for about 8 minutes, so we were done with that about 12:25, give or take, they walked out and left. Now, I reached out to them and asked them why they left. They said because we kept them waiting, we didn't talk to them, this sort of thing. And we did talk to them because I asked them what the name of their group was. I showed them where the bathroom was, and I said that we would be with them momentarily. Now, since then, I did not want to go to this story because I wanted them to be here for it, and I wanted them, if something is wrong, to point it out. And I invited them on every day this week. I said, come in to the minute. We will not put you off at all. 12:15 you want to be on, 1:15 you want to be on, you can be on at that moment. I said, if you can't make it in, you can call in. I told him exactly when we were going to be doing this segment. And Sean even spoke to Harold this morning, inviting him on the show. And what was Harold's answer?
He just says, no, not this time. Or, what was the exact word I'm trying to think of?
I said he was not interested.
Yeah, something, yeah.
Okay. So, Bill and Harold, call in now. Anybody who supports what Bill and Harold do, anybody who knows Bill and Harold, the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944, because you certainly can express your opinion anytime you want to. But what you cannot do is go around and distort the truth. And they were telling me that they wondered why some city schools will not let them come in and speak. Maybe that's the reason. But again, the door is always open. Bill and Harold, if you know Harold Kupel or Bill Snyder, Citizens for the Constitution, the door is open. You can come in here anytime you like, on the air. I'll be glad to speak with you. You can call in right now. Tell me what you think. That's from Marion City Schools. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it on this day.
All right.
740-383-9944. You got anything to say about that?
Well, I guess my biggest concern is what is their point? What are they trying to make out of this, I guess?
They are saying that we should be strict constitutionalists. I mean, that says it in their name. Citizens for the Constitution. They believe the Constitution has been altered.
What do you mean altered? I guess I'm confused.
That we don't follow it anymore.
Well, we don't follow a lot of stuff. I mean, that's his life.
But I'm not sure.
Do they go by the Ten Commandments? Come on. Nobody does.
The Ten Commandments aren't a part of the Constitution. That's the Bible.
Well, no, I'm just using it for example. I mean, nobody follows all the rules on everything.
Well, but I don't think that was the big issue here. I think the big issue here was the Constitution didn't say anything about the schools. So why did they attack the schools? And why, you know, you can give your opinion. Like I said, we had a gentleman last hour, Gail, calls in a lot. I like Gail. Gail and I are friends. We don't always necessarily see eye to eye, but I do not ever want him to stop giving his opinion. But opinion is something you can't get on here and lie.
Right.
And they did. They lied twice. And until they can prove otherwise.
So they're trying to say that the schools doesn't go back beyond John F. Kennedy.
Right.
And then the other one was...
They teach the four tenets of Islam in 6th and 7th grade.
As religion.
No, that they teach it.
Well, they do teach it, right?
They do teach it, but they neglected to point out that they also teach Buddhism, Hinduism, Judaism, Christianity, and they don't teach it as a religion. They teach it as history.
To know the culture.
Yeah.
Of it. Right.
So
you learn that in college as well.
If you were going to go on a program and say, Marion City Schools is teaching kids the four tenets of Islam, wouldn't you also point out, well, they also teach Christianity, they also teach Judaism, they also teach Buddhism, they also teach Hinduism?
So they should have just went out.
They should have said.
Everything.
I would think. Well, I guess my question to them would be, and they're free to answer this or anybody else, what's the difference between, if you're only teaching Islam, well, yeah, that's a problem because you're only teaching one religion. But if you're teaching five, and five of the most popular religions in the world, why wouldn't you include Islam in there?
I guess I'm just a little confused why this is a big deal. I mean...
Why, what's
on,
a big
on their
deal?
On their behalf. I mean, I guess what's the big deal? What the schools are doing? They've been doing it for thousands of years.
Because this is a group. This is an organized group that goes to fairs and passes out copies of the Constitution and does what they do. Citizens for the Constitution. They walk around in very expensive outfits.
What do you think? As say, if I'd done that, wouldn't you think, especially going out in a public eye like that and getting schools involved and the whole nine yards, wouldn't you want to check your facts before you go out and do that kind
of
stuff?
A lot of people don't check their facts, and to my knowledge, I don't know that anybody's ever held their feet to the fire on it.
Well, I guess my biggest concern is, hearing this story, is if I'm going out in the public eye and I'm trying to get schools involved, I think the first thing I would do, I would go to the schools and see what they actually teach. I mean, that's just a no-brainer there.
Well, they said they did, I believe.
But you got a different story.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is all schools teaching different then? Wonder what schools they went to.
Well, you know, once again, if it's a different school, tell me. We'll go check that school and see what they're teaching. We are here for truth. We're not here for opinion on this matter. I wouldn't have let them on the radio back on July the 6th if I didn't believe they had something to say.
Yeah, this story is just bizarre to me, I guess. Figure it out. I mean, if some schools are teaching something different, then I don't understand. Isn't schools by government? Aren't they supposed to
by state standards?
Standards.
It's not just Marion.
Yeah, so I think all the schools should be teaching the same.
Well, they are.
So whatever school they went to, we need to know because that school needs to be corrected.
Right, but they won't come back. Now, my question is, why won't they come back? You saw them come in here Friday. They were in the studio Friday.
If they're angry because we, you know, they waited a little bit longer than they expected, then that's not a good...
Okay, well, let's say that was the reason that they left, okay? Why didn't they come back today? Did he say, we have other plans? Did he say, let's look at tomorrow? Did he say, let's schedule something next week?
No, I had an open book. I said, you want to come in today or tomorrow? And he says he didn't want to be a part of it.
Okay. So now, what does that tell you?
I don't know. I mean, if I'm going around different fairs and different schools, and if the schools that they went to gave him false information, to me, I think I would go on the airwaves and finish the job and get it done correctly. That's just my opinion.
Well, they obviously wanted to be on the air, or why would they have come here Friday? Why would they have ever come on with me on July the 6th?
I mean, the story is just mind-boggling to me. I don't understand if they're starting stuff and they're going around at all these fairs and taking their time out of their schedule to do all this and dress up like the characters and whatever information they got told to them, and we did a fact check ourselves. I think they would go up and want to clear their name and clear their organization. Say, listen, you know, we got told the wrong information, and we want to figure this out.
And it's not the first time I've been wrong. Yeah, come on and tell me I'm wrong. I would most. I mean, it's not even my opinion. This is a letter I got from the schools that states that if it's wrong, tell me.
I mean, definitely, we want our children and our future grandchildren and everybody to be taught correctly in school. So if one school is not teaching correctly at a standard, people need to know that.
Okay, well, they're open invitation to those people. If you know Bill Snyder or Harold Cooper from Citizens for the Constitution, they have an open invitation. Just call the station. 740-383-9944 any day, 12 to 1 or 1 to 2. 740-383-9944. What do you think of that out there in the listening audience? Any thoughts on that little dust-up? Because I'm sure a lot of people heard that interview from the fair or have heard it in the repeats. It was just taken out today. But if you have any thoughts, 740-383-9944. Remember, Jim Blessing, the grandson of President Warren G. Harding, is going to announce who he's supporting in the 2016 presidential election coming up in just about 15 minutes. Now, here's another story. Rush Limbaugh, you know, if you're not listening to me, maybe you're listening to Rush Limbaugh right now. He has said, he made a point today on his show, I guess, is what people are saying. Last night, Bill Clinton praised his wife Hillary at the Democratic convention and made her sound as if she was the greatest woman that had ever lived. Well, you know what, Bill? If she's the greatest woman who ever lived, why'd you cheat on her? That's Rush Limbaugh's show today.
First of all, he's going to say that because he's a Republican. And number two, that's just the way he operates. He wants to take everything so negative in a different way.
If you cheat on your wife back in 1998, can you not forgive him?
Some people can. I guess some people can. I you know, she was at that time, she was in the public eye, so I'm sure it was pretty hard for her to just get up and Lee Bill over it. I'm sure they...
But is it your business or my business to judge that?
No, I mean, it's Hillary's. Hillary's one to forgave him, and I'm sure they worked it out. And to be honest, I don't care what goes on when people's behind closed doors. I mean, that's just none of my business anyway. It happens every day of the week with people.
Well, it certainly does, but is this a bad reflection on it? That he cheated?
No, I mean, there's a lot of people, a lot of couples stay together after that. I mean, there's a lot of swingers. I mean, look at those swingers. You know, when you're a swinger,
When you're a swinger, I don't know about being a swinger.
No, I'm just you heard people about being a swinger. You know, it's just like the world's just changed anymore. I don't know. It's just weird. It's back in the old days. I mean, yeah, it was kind of
Well, I guess the question is. Can he not still love his wife last night and give a good speech even though he cheated on her?
Yeah, I'm sure he feels bad. I'm sure Hillary probably scolded him for months at a time.
Now, how did Donald's ex-wife feel about him? Because when, I mean, he was cheating with Marla Maples on Ivana Trump.
Yeah.
Has anybody went and asked her how she felt about that? Or how did Marla Maples feel when she was getting cheated on by Donald?
Yeah, I know. I mean... Certainly, you never want to be cheated on. I mean, that's number one. You never want to be cheated on because it's just wrong all the way together. It's just wrong.
But why is Rush Limbaugh not bringing up Donald Trump's cheating?
I don't know. Rush Limbaugh has a lot of problems of his own, so I think he needs to worry about his own problems.
Well, isn't the thing that Donald Trump's kids are so great? You know, well, he might not have been there because he was too busy out with other women, near as I can tell.
He's buying love.
Now,
well, you're a billionaire.
Now, why do you think that he's still married to this good woman who's so much younger than him?
Oh, sexy. She's really sexy. Come and think about it. I mean, the woman's just...
Yeah, I understand why he married her.
How many languages does she speak? She speaks like, what, 3 or 4 languages?
I don't know. She speaks plagiarism. We saw that last Monday night. But my question is, okay, we know why he likes her, but why does she like him?
Moolah.
Oh, now see? You sure?
I think she might be, I don't know. She made a little bit of money herself over there, her career. But, he's a billionaire. Think about it. Well, we say he's a billionaire.
You don't think she just married him out of love?
Probably not.
If Donald Trump was not a billionaire, these two would not be married?
I think he has to glue his toupee on every day.
I think he has a toupee. 740-383-9944. We'd love to hear from you. 740-383-9944. We'd love to hear from you because we're making enemies left and right today, folks. And we want to hear from you. We want to hear your opinion. The phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. I'm sure Bill Snyder and Harold Cooper are real happy with us right now. And now Donald Trump and Melania.
That's a unique name.
What's that?
Melania.
What's wrong with that?
No, it's a unique... You never hear that name in America.
Well, no, it's not an American name.
Well, no, but you think... Well, see, there you go. Now she's an American citizen. Now people will be using that name now.
Well, she's lucky she's an American citizen, or she might end up on the other side of that wall come November.
That Donald Trump's going to be building.
That wall
that
he's going to get.
9-foot wall.
9-10-foot wall. It's going to be huge.
Well, by the time he's president, if he does become president, he'll be 15-foot by then.
What do you expect tonight from President Obama's speech?
It's going to be very interesting. I think he's going to... He likes to take some digs. You never know what he's going to say. He doesn't hold back. He's probably one of the funniest presidents that we have for a long time.
You don't think that it might be a good idea for him to take digs after Donald Trump's been making fun of his birth certificate all these years?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's probably going to give Barack Obama the time to let it all out.
Well, he's only got about 6 months left in office, so maybe this is the time to let it out.
Yep. And I think after he does leave the presidency, I think he might be going to Congress or something like that or something, or maybe go to the Supreme Court.
Again, the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Any thoughts on that Democratic convention last night? What do you think about Bill Clinton speaking? What do you think about Rush Limbaugh's comments? What do you think about the little contretemps we had with Bill Snyder and Harold Cooper from Citizens for the Constitution? Do you have any thoughts? We'd love to hear them. Remember, Jim Blessing, grandson of President Warren G. Harding, giving us his presidential pick in about 5 minutes here on the program. Who do you think he's going to go for? Let me know. 740-383-9944. Is he a Hillary man? Is he a Trump man?
Well,
Harding
Scott,
was a Republican.
Well, Scott, let me think here. Well, you know, I'm not going to tell you my answer, but I'll send it to you in an envelope.
Are you mocking the
amazing
Kreskin?
I love Kreskin. I'm just... That's what he said. You tried yesterday, but you just couldn't make it happen.
Well, I don't think he wants to be wrong, I think is where we're going with that.
So he wants to get closer to the election.
But again, the question is, we started this today, front page of the USA Today, first woman, Hillary Clinton. Should we give her her due, or are people just going to continue to kick the stuffing out of her?
Oh, you're never going to change people's attitudes. They're going to do what they want to do. People's going to smash her all day long. But
should they give her her due over this?
Well, yeah, but you're not going to change people's mind. That's what people's mindset are. You know, people, they're going to do what they're going to do.
And no moving with that at all.
You're going to have followers. You're not going to have followers. You're going to have in-between followers. You're going to have swing followers.
But do you think 100 years from now anybody's going to care if it was a rigged system?
I don't think it's gonna be in the history books that way. I wouldn't think. Hillary Clinton.
Well, if we call these people from the Constitution, they'll probably be in there right next to the Islam. Well, it probably won't even be in the history books because anything after before a certain time will probably not be in there.
Was it before John F. Kennedy?
Yeah.
We
erased that whole bit of history.
Yeah. I wonder why they stopped at John F. Kennedy. I don't get it.
They didn't. That was true.
No, I'm talking about them. What's their mindset?
I'd love to ask them. They won't come back.
Yeah, I guess that's what I'm not saying that's what they're doing. I'm saying on these guys' mindsets, I don't understand what made them think all these years that I've been in school, you've been in school, I've been in college, you've been in college, all these years that they decide, we're going to stop at John F. Kennedy. Come on, folks.
That's what they said. I can't stop them from saying it.
Wake up and smell the coffee, will you? Come on.
So you don't have a high opinion of Bill and Harold?
Well, no, not when they're telling falsities like that. They better get their story straight before they go around to the public eye and telling all these children and everything the wrong information, crying out loud. That's wrong.
You're hot under the collar now.
Huh?
You're hot under the collar.
I am. That's
well,
wrong.
Go ahead. Let it out.
That's wrong. It's wrong as all can
be. You want to start a lock it up chant? Lock her up?
No, I'm just saying it's wrong. You should not be going around telling falsities to children.
But why do you think they did it?
I have no clue to try to make... Because you know what it is? Everybody, I'm telling you right now, I'm going to leave you with this one.
You can put a white wig on your head. It doesn't make you George Washington and Ben Franklin.
But I'm saying everybody, I'm going to leave you with this. This is why a lot of people move to Hollywood. Everybody, remember it, folks, turn your radios on right now, loud and clear. Everybody
I think wants, they have them on.
Everybody wants to be famous. And that's exactly what's wrong. But you know what? You could be famous all day long, but you know what? You better have your facts straight if you're going to be famous in that.
Well, according to what we know, the program we have with them saying that, and then the information we got from Marion City Schools, what's your conclusion?
Well, the conclusion that I have from you and from the story that you just read from the schools, it is clearly they're wrong.
But why clearly won't they come back on?
I have no idea. They need to call in and clear their name and clear the information that they all the information that they gave to these children at the fairs. Sorry, but that's just my opinion.
Well, they get people hot under the collar like you, but they don't do anything.
Well, I just
and you're five heartbeats away from a stroke or a heart attack anyway. You can't afford this type of thing.
No, I'm just saying. I mean, I just don't understand. People can go around and tell stories left and right. It just drives me up the wall.
It is very peculiar. You know, we're getting a call. Let's take the call, and then we're going to try to get to our thing. Hey, you're live on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, guys.
Yes.
They were in the studio Friday.
They were here, but they left. Yeah.
Okay. Is one of the fellows a fairly short guy with a crew cut?
Did he have a crew cut?
I'm not
kind of a pudgy
sure.
guy?
Yes.
Yeah, that was him.
Elderly?
He was probably 65, maybe.
Okay. But fairly short.
Yeah, he was fairly short.
Okay, I think I know one of the fellows.
Before we get to Jim Blessing, because we got to go to him here, but what do you think of that whole thing?
I think I know why he did it.
Why did he do it?
He's very much a racist.
Oh. Well, there you go. I invite them back. Listen, Bill. Everybody who knows Bill and Harold, come on back.
Yeah, I'll tell you. It was interesting one time on break. It was me and him and two other fellows. And they said, oh, boy, you know, Carson always black guys around here. We all get the Klan out here. I said, well, you know, if the Klan came out, you guys would be the first ones hung.
And
I said, one of your cats is Catholic, one of them is married to a foreign person, and the other one's just sort of an idiot. So I said, you guys are going to be a mortal danger, and I'm sure since I would defend that I'm probably going to be hanging there with you.
Well, and this is the Citizens for the Constitution.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This happened maybe 20 years ago.
But hey, thank you for calling in.
Sure.
And now we are going to try to get... The grandson of President Harding on the telephone on that note. Oh, I could hear the hate mail coming in already from Bill. And just remember, I did not say anything negative. I just read the note from Harding, our Marion City Schools. We're going to take a break, come back with Jim Blessing, the grandson of President Harding. Who's he going to throw his weight behind? Hillary or Trump? We don't know. We'll find out momentarily. Don't you dare. Dare flip that dial. Everybody's talking about Now with Scott Spears, Monday through Thursday, 12:10 to 2 p.m. right here on WWGH Radio, from legendary comedian Kay Ballard performing the fast food song.
Oh, there's one song that you like. I feel that, you know, fast foods have ruined the world.
Oh.
On the Champs-Élysées, on the Appian Way, there's McDonald's. By the tomb of King Tut, there's a chuck full of nuts and McDonald's. At the Scala, they sing by a big Burger King where the styrofoam boxes go sweet. What's the use? What's the hell? I just heard Taco Bell went and franchised a wing at the Louvre. You know, I could go on and on and on, but that's it. I love things that are topical and that are kind of true.
The legendary actress and the voice of Ursula from The Little Mermaid, Pat Carroll.
What would we do without gossip, for heaven's sake, Scott? Oh, it's naughty, but it certainly fulfills a certain catty side of all of us. Oh, good Lord. When you think of the gossip sessions you've had with friends over the years. It's wonderful. Yeah. It's like putting your hands in front of a lovely fire.
I will do
anything you want, Scott. You know I enjoy being on your show. Because well, just let me talking and I keep going.
It's now with Scott Spears, Monday through Thursday, 12:10 to 2 p.m. right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. Join me. Hey, Scott Spears back with you here on this Wednesday, July the 27th, 2016, 44 minutes past the hour. You're tuned into the Now program. Do want to let everybody know a little programming note. Coming up on, this is the next 2 days. Tomorrow, from 12:15 to 1 p.m., we are going to be joined by the oldest former living member of Congress or current living member of Congress, World War II veteran, 101-year-old Ken Heckler. He was a congressman from West Virginia, the only member of Congress to march with Martin Luther King Jr. in Selma, Alabama in the 1960s, and he interviewed Nazi soldiers before the Nuremberg trials. One of the soldiers he interviewed, Hermann Göring, who was Hitler's second in command. So tomorrow, Ken Heckler, 12:15 to 1 p.m. Coming up on Friday on the program from 12:15 to 1 p.m., we are going to be joined by 40th Treasurer of the United States of America, live in studio, Mary Ellen Withrow. She will be on with us during the Exchange Club with myself, Charlie Evers, Marge Hazlett, Marianne Michaels, and Sean Kraft. This will be her exclusive interview, her first interview following the Democratic Convention. And of course, Mary Ellen Withrow was Treasurer of the United States through 2000 under President Bill Clinton. So certainly knows Hillary and Bill very well. She will be on less than 12 hours after Hillary Clinton's acceptance speech on Thursday night. So don't forget that. Now, speaking of today we're joined by one of my favorite people. He's been on the program several times. Did his first interview after being his first broadcast interview after being proven, vindicated is the right word, as being the legitimate grandson, 100% grandson, of President Warren G. Harding and Nan Britton. His name is Jim Blessing. Now, very interestingly, the person who's elected in this presidential election in 2016 will be president at least until January of 2021. Now, that being said, the 100th anniversary of President Harding being elected will be November 2020. The 100-year anniversary of women getting the right to vote will be in July of 2020. That's when the 19th Amendment was ratified. So, this is the first election in which we could possibly have a female president as well. Or we could have a businessman who has no experience, the first time we've elected somebody to office possibly who has not had experience since Dwight Eisenhower. Now, President Harding was a Republican, but he also did give women the right to vote. So it's a very interesting thing. This is also the first election that we have known that President Harding 100% had a child and has grandchildren living. So I thought it would be very interesting if we invited Jim on the show to find out who he is throwing his support behind, being such a pivotal year for his grandfather, being that it's going to be the 100th anniversary of women getting the right to vote, which he had a hand in, and the 100th anniversary of his election. I don't even know what he's going to say. I don't want him to say it yet. We just want to say hello at this point and talk a little bit with Jim Blessing. Jim, how you been?
Good. How you doing?
Doing very well. We have not talked, I believe, since it was back in April or May when they announced of the building of the Harding Center here in Marion. Now, what's been going on with that on your end? Because you called in at that time talking about sort of being left out of the process. Any movement on that since?
No, nothing at all. We're still left out. And actually, I just talked to Peter the other day, and he had told me they just did some sort of a meeting or something, and Abby had told him, Abby is the cousin that did the test with us, that we were left out of everything, and still nothing. So nothing's really changed. It's still the same.
Now that a few months have passed and this has become a reality that this is going to happen, do you have any different feelings on it now than you did back then?
No, not really. I feel that you know, it's kind of weird because I was just talking to somebody earlier this morning, and I was telling them, it's kind of bizarre to me because, you know, you don't grasp this. I mean, it's my life, and it's hard to understand. I grew up knowing that that was really my grandfather, and hearing the story from my grandmother and growing up with her, but you just don't feel it, you know. And I realize now, I think about it, and I think I read this stuff, and there's people who are out making decisions on stuff about him and the house and things like that, and I'm not even a part of it. And I think people are making decisions for something that's really rightfully ours, you know. And I don't mean possession wise, I mean, this is our family and my grandfather, and people are kind of out doing this, and I have nothing, nobody even asked for input, or it's just kind of interesting. You know, I kind of looked at it. You know how you look at stuff in a clear vision once in a while, and it just came to me that everybody's out making decisions on something that is, you know, my life. It's us. We're family. That's our family.
We talked about it at that time, and you said that you might be planning to do something about being left out of it. Did anybody contact you from the Harding home or anybody from Marion after you made that notion back in late spring?
Nope. Not zero. Nothing. I haven't heard from anybody. I am planning a trip out there, though. I'm trying to put it together right now. I really want to come out. I want to see my grandmother's home, his home, everything. I really want to do this. I'm trying to get Peter to come with me and make it kind of a real nice trip and come and, you know, tour everything and become a part of stuff. And I'm really looking forward to it. It's something I really want to do.
And hopefully that will happen. It'd be a pleasure to have you here in studio. Now, we're on a little bit of limited time here. We're down to the last 9 minutes. And as I said, this is kind of important in conjunction with your grandfather, this right. presidential election. Before you tell us who you are endorsing, who you want to vote for, which I don't even know, how did you come to the decision of who you were going to vote for?
Well, I really haven't. It's really hard for I this is stuff I talk to people about and think about all the time. I'm really into the, not so much into the government, but trying to make changes. And I our country's in a terrible spot right now. We've changed so much, and it's just not. I don't know many happy people. Everybody is struggling. It's hard to get by. It's hard to pay your bills. Groceries are out of control. Everything is out of control, and it just bothers me. I think about it all the time, and I'm sure that's my grandfather in me. And so I think about stuff, and for 25, 30 years, I've been asking this question, and no one talks about it now, but I'm just shocked that we have this choice, and I have nothing against. I would be happy to have a woman in office, but I think about this, and it stems back to another family, but how is it possible that no one grasps this fact that we have the choice? Our only choice for president is the wife of another president. Of all the people in the United States, this is our choices. It's unbelievable to me that we're limited to this. And no one brings this up and no one thinks about this, but our choice for a Democratic president is the wife of a Democratic president. And I just find that just bizarre that no one else, we have no other options. And then our other option is a businessman and my biggest thing, I think about everything, and I watch stuff, and I talk to people all the time. I'm really a people person, and I talk to people, and I don't run across anyone that's truly happy and isn't struggling and isn't trying to get by and pay their bills, and it's awful. And there's people that, you know, it's devastating to you when you talk to people and see what people go through. Everyone has a story, and actually, for a living, I work on foreclosed homes, and I see this, and it breaks my heart because I go into houses that have growth charts on the wall, and they start, you know, 15, 20 years ago, and these poor kids grew up in this house, and it's my moral issue. I have such a hard thing with this because I look at this and realize that these kids grew up in this home and they don't understand when mom says we got to get out of the house and dad's home crying and they're losing the home they grew up in. And you know, on the wall is a chart showing them from a little tiny kid. And I go into these houses and they're from 95 to 2004 and the kids have gone from, you know, 2 feet high to 6 feet. And it's just devastating. And it's just, this is just all new to me. I just, it's just, the world has changed so much and our country has changed. It's just not the same as it was. And people make jokes, well, back when you were living in a, you know, it wasn't, nothing was real. It was real then. That's what it was real. And love was real and we treated each other right and did everything. So I look at all of those factors. And so when I think of Hillary, I think I don't want to do this. And I think my grandfather would be upset with me if I was to support her. I just don't think she would be someone that he would like. And I'm all for a woman. I think I have nothing against a woman whatsoever. I think the woman's touch would be kind of nice. But I look at her, and my other end of it is I look at this, and I'm thinking about our country, and I'm thinking, we have a person running for president that is being investigated by everybody for all kinds of wrongdoings, and nobody questions it. Everybody says, well, gee, maybe we ought to take her and make her president. I just have the hardest time with that. Because this lady is being investigated. You can't get away with anything, and you can't even get car insurance if you've been investigated. I mean, it's just like, it's so absurd to me that there would be this choice, and this is our only choice. And then as things go on, you see what happens with the Bernie, and how they try to cut him. I mean, it just all adds up. And for many years, I mean, many years, I have told people, we need to get someone in there that has no money and has no ties whatsoever. We need a complete outsider that isn't connected to any of these people and doesn't care. And so Trump is, and I, you know, I don't push people to vote for him, but because our whole life is made of choices. So we make our own choices and we made these choices and we're in our country's in the shape it's in because of all the choices we made to put the people in there that are in there now. And so I would never want to put someone in again because these people have got us to where we are. Why would we put them back in? I mean, they've had all the chances in the world. We have begged the people on immigration, for health care. We've begged for everything, and no one ever listens to us. No one ever, nothing ever happens. It just keeps going. And so I look at Trump, and I realize that one of the things about him is that nobody loves him more than himself. And I have a few of his characteristics in myself. He wants to do the best job. He wants it to be right. And I do that in my own work, and I see him, and I beat myself up over stuff I do because I want it to be right and I want people to be happy with my job and this and that, which is where he is kind of in his head. But he's in love with himself, thinks he can do no wrong, and he's the, in a way, he's kind of the perfect choice because he has no ties and he doesn't need the money, so it's not about the money, but he has the most to lose because if he comes in and doesn't do what he says, somebody's going to raise their hand at some function and they're going to say, Mr. President, you said you were going to do this. What happened to that? And it'll be done the next day because in his head, he will not allow himself to sleep until he takes care of what he promises. That's how I feel. And I understand him to that point. And if he does, if he balls this up, he's got Trump Enterprises to worry about because he'll lose business. That will be it for him, and that will be it. So I feel that he's going to go in there. And one of the things about him, he is saying really everything that all of us think. And I've been thinking for years, and he stands up and says it. And that's, if I was to run for president, that's what I would do. I would come up and be everything that everyone doesn't want to hear, but they think it themselves, and that's really what he's doing. He's making us think even more, and that there could be a possibility if something could happen. So I just feel that I think he's a good choice for us. It's the fact that he will do what he says he's going to do. And if he doesn't, well, I'll be really disappointed, but we're disappointed every 4 years, so what the heck?
Well, so your support would be with Trump?
Go ahead.
So your support would be with Trump?
I think that's what I would do. I think that that's where I would go. I just can't get my head around Hillary. I think the idea of a woman president, I think it is great. I just don't think she's the woman.
Well, here's
the job.
Here's something interesting, Jim, because I was drawing up these parallels, and I thank you for sharing that right here on this program, but I thought about some parallels with your grandfather, and even a few with your grandmother. By you endorsing Trump, How do you think, and I just want to bring these up real quick, one, your grandfather was one of the people who pushed for women to get the right to vote because he felt right. that would get him elected. Of course, right. this will be the 100th anniversary, and of course, this is the first woman who's made it this far. Your grandfather, also one of his highlights, was establishing the VA, the Veterans Administration. Donald Trump called a veteran a loser, right. John McCain. Your grandfather was certainly investigated for Teapot Dome, so, and has fallen low on the list of presidents, much like right. Hillary's been investigated for things. Right. Your father freed, or your grandfather freed W.E.B. Du Bois, who was a well-known socialist. He was the right. one who pardoned him from mm-hmm. prison, African-American. Right. And your grandmother, who did things for unwed mothers and people who had trouble like that, that's supported far more by the Hillary Clinton group than the Donald Trump group, who feels completely different. How do, right. And not to mention the fact that Bill Clinton, one of the rubs on him and Hillary Clinton is that he had an affair, and right. certainly President Harding exactly. had an affair.
And I did, actually, to be honest with you, I lost a lot of respect for her back then. See, I grew up with Hillary, so when younger people say, oh, Hillary, you know, this and that, they weren't around and didn't watch and grow up with her. I watched her, and I see her in a totally different light. And like I said, it really bothers me that it's possible that we could get two people from one president, from one family, to become president. How is it possible that our pool is that small? We've already seen this on TV with You Can Sing and all these things, that there's people out there hiding in the corners that are far more talented than people that get paid for it. And it's the same thing with someone. There's somebody sitting somewhere now that has all the answers, and we're not getting that person. And I do understand that. But then again, I did. Clinton did the same thing. He had affairs on his wife, and his wife did nothing. And I feel that that was awful. My grandmother went out and got her just due and went out and did this. But the difference is Clinton denied her out in public and said this never happened and that it never happened. My grandfather took care of my grandmother and my mother till the day he died. So there's a difference there. There's a character difference. I see that as a character. I mean, he stood up and took care of his responsibilities and did not go and rake her over the coals in front of all the public like Bill did. Bill just tore into these women, you know, and it's just awful. And, you know, we all knew what went on, but, you know, he sat up there day after day and did this. And my grandfather, I can tell you now and feel good about it, that if this had gone majorly public, he would have stood up and did this. I mean, he took care of her, paid for the baby, did everything, and paid for the baby to live, and took care of my grandmother and my mother, and he stood up and did the right thing. He did the moral right thing and took care of her and was there for her.
Right. Now, Jim, so, and just to pardon in for a second, he did because he did take care of her for the rest of his life, but he also right. did not name her in the will. And I think publicly when people asked him, if while he was still alive, if he had had affairs or if he had a child, he denied it. He was taking
right.
care of
her. Yeah, he may have. We don't know who he talked to about it or whatever. But and it was a different world back then. There wasn't TV and investigative reporting and all the stuff there is now. But, I can't remember the first part. What was you asked me?
Well, besides the denial
no,
part
she
of
it. He wasn't in the will. See, but that's for what we know. I mean, I think she was. My grandmother said she was. They had a talk about this. If you really look at it, it kind of ties together because the minute she came home, she tore that place apart and burned everything. You know, so I personally think, and other people have told me this, that there was probably tape burns. And he had met with his attorney on the train trip.
You know, Jim, it's interesting. His will is on record here in Marion. I've looked at his will, and there's no mention of it. Now, I don't know when that will was written, but I'm right. sure it was after 1920.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, we'll never know.
No. It's interesting, though, but like I say, we're just kind of running. We'll have to have you back because these are interesting conversations. But do you think, and just in passing, do you think your grandfather would be proud that after 100 years, not even 100 years yet, 96 years, of giving women the right to vote, that a woman would be a candidate for one of the major parties and I mean, it's just kind of a historic thing, no matter who she is.
Right. But you know what? We've been going with that for the last, I don't know how many years. We've been going with, well, let's put them in, and that's not, we need more than that. We need help. We need to change the country. We need to help everybody here. We need to get things back on track. We need to, I'll leave you with one thing. I remember growing up, and I remember doing this, and you know, you may not remember this, you're younger, but older people will, and they'll think about this. And I can remember going to the movie theaters, and it was one of my biggest things, and going to where we're watching a movie, and where it's a movie in some other country, and they're abusing the people, or massacring the natives, or whatever, they're doing something, and in rides the Americans to save the day. And I remember that I used to get such a proud feeling over that, that we went and did this for everybody else, and I haven't felt that in a long time. I see that that's kind of gone. We're not out doing the things. We're not this country that we used to be. We're slowly deteriorating, and we need to do something. We need to. We've given away all our jobs. We've given everything to everybody else. We take care of everybody. We don't do anything for ourselves, and we really need to do something to bring our country back and get some motivation. I mean, stuff's out of control, and we need someone in here. One thing I will say about him, like I said, he's going to do what he says he's going to do, and if he does, we're in great shape, and he's got the mentality in mind to figure out how to make stuff work, and he'll go in and probably clean up all the abuse, the money abuse, and things like that, which is what we need. We need to get ourselves, it really needs to be run like a business, and we need to get back into that. And I used to like the little guy, I can't remember what his name was, a little short guy that was the business guy, and
Ross Perot.
All these other programs that we were going to put in effect would turn terrible, and they all have. I can't remember what his name is, but...
Yeah, I'm with you. Jim, I appreciate. I do want to have you back, because I think this is an interesting conversation to have, and hopefully we can do that maybe in the next week, but I'm glad you were able to come up.
Anytime, I told you, anytime.
Perfect. Jim Blessing, the grandson of President Warren G. Harding. Thank you, Jim.
All righty, thank you.
Bye-bye. And that's it for this day. Now you know. Harding's grandson goes for Trump. This is Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
Garfield Elementary, Garfield.